this short cross member to go all the way across from rail to rail. So it literally was, you know, 48 inches wide by, I don't know, 56 inches long or by 4 inches high, I think. Or maybe it was 5 inches high.
That's a good size.
Anyway, it was 30-some-odd gallons. If you look up in your specs on freshwater capacity, it's a great, great capacity.
Yeah, exactly. And
so, but the problem is, of course, that it had two little inlets to allow venting from the top of each of these cavities, you know, because the top of the tank literally had two tops and had this V cut out in the middle. So to allow this thing to vent properly, you needed to have a tube that connected, which those things are there, and we left that in place. What we did do is we closed up the inlet, the fill hose, which is fairly easy. You just use a short piece of hose and forget exactly what we capped it with. But anyway, it wasn't that big a deal. The bigger problem is, of course, putting the inlet into the tank and the outlet to drain the tank. And these tanks are made out of high-density polyethylene, which is the same thing the modern fresh tanks are made out of, the generic fresh tanks that Venice Trailer Supply has. And so we have spin welding equipment to put fittings into polyethylene tanks. And although this sounds like it's very high-tech, it's actually quite low-tech and takes very little skill and very little time. However, you need a router, and you need the spin weld fittings, and you need a mandrel to fit the into the router to adapt to the spin weld fitting. And I know Venice Trailer Supply will do this service for you when you're buying tanks, but you may be able to get mandrels through him. I can't remember. The mandrel didn't really cost that much money, and certainly the fittings were, you know, 50 cents each or something, so really pretty minor cost. And so what we did is we used the hole saw and cut a hole in the side of the tank down near the bottom where it would make sense to run some plumbing out to the back, to the dump valve assembly, and then used the router and spin welded the fitting in, and then we figured out where a good entrance on the top of the tank would be, also for venting, etc., and we spin welded another fitting in on the top, and these fittings are inch and a half diameter fittings.
Okay.
So you can get a nipple, you know, a PVC nipple. It'll screw right in there and do your drains going in and obviously your exits going out.
We've always talked about, you know, repairing cracks on these tanks and making sure the plastic is of the same type and material, and even reusing plastic edges that are accessible to, you know, make sure that the repairs are. How are you bonding this spin weld fitting on a plastic tank that's, you know, 20 or 30 years old?
Well, that's the whole point. It's welded. There's no bonding. It's literally when you put this fitting onto the mandrel, which is in the router, you put this right through the hole. You bore a hole in the side of your tank or the top of your tank, wherever, and you turn the router on, and it spins the this fitting, and just by friction, it melts the part of the fitting, the flange on the fitting, and it melts the tank, and it literally welds the thing together.
Wow.
So you spin it up, and you'll see a bit of smoke coming off. It takes a little bit of practice, but it's really not that hard. Then you just shut the router off, and then when it stops, it'll, because, you know, obviously it's got with friction, it's you know, it's starting to self lubricate, and then as it starts boring its way in, it starts to, you know, you can really feel the router starting to slow down. Well, then once it's doing that, you You just shut the thing off, and then you wait for 20, 30 seconds maybe for the fitting to cool down enough so you can lift the router off.